3 busloads of people headed from Rochester to Albany Tuesday to demand an increase in education funding. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
That's one of the chants from the well of the state capitol as students, teachers, and Rochester residents ask for more money for Rochester City Schools. This is in the wake of the district laying off about 100 teachers mid-year because of an estimated $65 million budget shortfall. School officials, including Superintendent Terry Dade and several Board of Education commissioners, were also at the capitol, meeting with lawmakers in the state education department in hopes of getting help closing the gap. To do that, Dade says more cuts and at least $20 million in state aid are needed. But that request comes as the state grapples with a $6 billion deficit of its own. School board member Amy Malloy says increasing school funding is possible, even when money is tight.
I think that the money can be found if we make that our priority. And education for too long has not been the priority in New York State. We need to start making it our priority.
Rochester Teachers Association President Adam Urbanski agrees that the district needs more aid, but he's asking for something more from state leadership. $25 million in state aid before the school year is over.
Without that additional funding, I don't think that we can make it through this year. There would be more layoffs, more disruption for our students.
Urbanski also wants closer state oversight over the district's finances and curriculum. James Brown, WXXI News.